investigation concludes that the bottle marked GTAC and nitric acid was placed on the Otavero family farm on purpose. But who did it and why can't be determined. Ashland County Sheriff Lieutenant Michael Malmberg says tracks leading to the bottle prove it was deliberately placed on the farm near Mellon late last month, about the same time a Michigan engineering firm working for Gogebic Taconite was testing streams for metal traces. But Coleman Engineering denies that they were testing on the Otavero farm and told Malmberg that someone was dumpster diving for bottles they threw away. GTAC spokesman Bob Seitz says the bottle, which contained 1 teaspoon of nitric acid, didn't belong to them. But he stopped short of saying it was planted there to make GTAC look bad.
Well, it's always a concern when you see that people would be willing to go so far as to go into somebody else's dumpster, pull out their garbage. Obviously, there are people who don't want to have this issue decided by science. They want it to be decided by deception.
Meanwhile, Wendy Kuzman of the Otavero family, which publicly opposes the proposed mine, thinks this was harassment.
We feel threatened and harassed and violated. I don't know why anybody felt it necessary to do it to us. I just wish that they could find the perpetrator and do what's right.
Malmberg says the bottle didn't pose an environmental threat, but it was possible a person or animal could have gotten a chemical burn from it. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.